Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan on 92.9 The Game. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Before you head out, here are the headlines you need to know. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas for Monday Night Football, 27-17. Hawks are back in action tonight against the Magic here at home. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. The Braves shortstop, Ha-Seong Kim, he opted out of his contract yesterday, so who will be playing short next? We don't know. Braves have selected their new manager. Bench coach Walt Weiss will be taking over. He did manage the Rockies from 2013 to 2016. And of course, we got to get to the good, bad, and the ugly. We all know what happened Sunday. Patriots won 24-23. Beau and Mike have taken the time to review the film. They've got years of experience doing this. Beau traveling with the team, Mike a former Falcon himself. So before we get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, was it more or less difficult than last week's diagnosis of the film?
I think this was the perfect game to do a good, bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
I think that there was a little good. I think there was a little bad. And I think there was certain things that were absolutely ugly. Like sometimes when you win, it's like good, bad, and the ugly seems ticky-tack. You know what I mean? Or when you get absolutely routed, it's like, how can I find a good?
Yeah.
But this was the perfect game for good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. My bad was I didn't think. Here's what the problem for me was in this game is the bad that was happening. You corrected in the middle of the game, and I felt really good about that. For instance, you're getting gashed in the run game early, but you made some changes clearly, and you were able to limit their run game. It's essentially. For the second half of the game, there was one thing that was bad that you never corrected for me, and I think you still corrected it, but not to the at the end of the day, it was what cost you the game, and that's why it was my bad. So what I'll get to. So there was ugly stuff too, which you did get better at, but it's still rearing its ugly head.
Yeah, I was curious because I felt like there were a few more labor pains this morning when you guys were watching the film, but maybe it's just because last week was so shocking.
Some of it is just watching another loss.
maybe.
I think it's harder. The labor pains are harder when it's a close loss.
Yeah.
Because you sit there and go, oh man, if we could have just done that, it would have maybe been different.
You see big plays and you go, yeah, it's still. I can't revel in it because it didn't end right.
Right.
Like Drake said after the game, yeah, I got 3 touchdowns. Awesome. How'd we do?
Right. Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and start with the good. Beau, what do you have for the good?
Jalen Walker, he's breakout game. 65% of the snaps he played. He was second on the team, tied for second on the team in tackles. He led the teams with tackles for loss, was tied for the team lead in sacks. He had a forced fumble, a pass breakup. Mike, he does things in the run game. I I talked about it on pregame when we did our pregame show, which we do, you know, starting 2 hours before every kickoff on Sundays on the Falcons Radio Network and here on 92.9 The Game. And I said they're different in the run game when he's on the field, and it showed. There was a play where he sets up and he makes initial contact out, and the run play is going inside, and he just quickly disengages, knives, and makes the play. It might have been a yard loss, but it just his run game recognition and how to play it. He's so much better than anyone we have at the edge, and it's Walker, Ebikadi, and then Floyd and Pierce. I think Pierce is the worst at the run game recognition right now.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing too, because I would not be shocked if Leonard Floyd has an extended absence with the hamstring that he suffered over the weekend. My good is actually the ingenuity in the run game we have not seen. And I mentioned earlier the tackle kick play.
Yeah.
Pulled Elijah Wilkinson. I kind of touched on it yesterday. I had a chance to go back and watch the film today. Pulled and kicked with Elijah Wilkinson. No fullback, no tight end on that side, just a straight-up kick play, which you have to get, you know, an over defense and a four down front to be able to do a lot of these things. But they got it. They got the perfect look. And I think it was, 15-yard gain?
15, yeah.
Beautiful to see, man. So I'll go with my good actually being the ingenuity. They also had a pin and pull on a whip motion with Bijan. I think it was like a 5-yard loss because we didn't get a good pin block out of Drake London, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. But I love them at least attempting it. And hopefully they can go back, watch the film, and try that again later.
All right, let's go to the bad. Mike, what was your bad?
My bad is kind of small, a little bit nuanced. We are not very good at getting off the blocks in the run game on the defensive line. And we have this thing where we'll put 5-man front, we'll put 6-man front, but when we're being blocked head up, especially, you know, I think the Patriots right guard Onwenu was like 350. We cannot get off the block. And it really doesn't matter angles when it's like that. Like, I don't need to block down or block out. When we're getting locked on, the running back is getting free entry into the hole, and that's why the linebacking play has become into so much focus with everything else going on. We are not good at fighting off of blocks on the defensive front right now and actually getting tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, mine's something we've harked on for a while, and it's across the board. It's not an offensive problem. It's not a defensive problem. It's both. It's everybody's problem. It's not just one or the other. It's third down. You're losing on third down so poorly. You lost 17 third downs of what? Let's see, of 22. You lost 17 of 22 third downs. You're 1 for 10 on third downs offensively, at a whopping 10% conversion rate. You allowed 8 of 12 third downs on defense. Your win rate there was 33%. You are so bad on third downs, and I take it back to, and again, I feel like I hark on this, and I almost feel like I'm repeating myself, Mike, is that it all starts from losing on first. Some of it starts from losing on first down. You're allowing first down success on defense, and you're not getting first down success offensively, and it's all coming back to you losing on third down, which gets you your offense games off the field. Your defense stays on it, and now it leaves the time of possession loss. To me, you've got to figure out a way to be better on both sides of the ball at third down. I actually feel like Mike's bad is not a little thing either. I think it's a big thing. I think not getting off blocks creates big runs for the other team.
And we're going to move on to the ugly from the Sunday game. Bo, what is your – Mike, you want to start?
I want to jump in because mine has a lot to do with his bad.
Okay.
Right? So mine actually was third down play design, not just third downs in general, third down play design for the offense. And it's so maddening to watch this. And you mentioned it earlier. Watching the tape, I'm going, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, how can this be what we throw out there on third and 10? How can this be what we do? What you saw is multiple times – them overload the front to one side, and we're sliding our offensive line one way, and then they bail those guys out, and you bring multiple guys off the weak side, right? I cannot tell you how many times we have 6-man protections, Bijan, Algier, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden we have 6-man protection, we have 4 guys out in routes, and here's what the route combination is almost the entire time. Like a 15-yard comeback, 2 go routes, and a check down to Kyle Pitts. Like, that's our third down offense. You're telling me that was the play design that we had for third and 10. So that when I get 2 blitzers off the right side and I'm sliding the offensive line left, we have no answers other than to just backpedal and chunk a ball to Kyle Pitts, hope he catches it off his shoelaces, and then stiff-arms somebody to the first down marker. I just can't believe for the life of me that's what we're going with when we watch tape and we put all these X's and O's
in
the playbook.
We're hand-in-hand because mine's Penix is recognition at times in the pocket. You know, when the hesitancy, am I ugly, is when there's hesitancy to either step up and out and just immediately get out. There are times where they're playing man coverage and he just stands there and doesn't move. Now, he recognized it late, right? He recognized it right. I thought it was late. Maybe it was the third quarter where he had that big scramble up the middle they're belling. They're sending and they're all in man coverage. And the middle of the field is open and he ran for, what, 18 yards? And he looked, what, fast? I mean, he is. He's not slow. He's not unathletic. He's not. He's just not, guys. He might be hesitant, and I think it makes him look that way sometimes. It feels that way. But there was on your first third down, Mike, is a very similar to play to what you're talking about, just on the other side. Jake Matthews gets shoved in the backfield, but he does a good enough job of, as he's getting shoved and coming down, he kind of takes I think it was Clavavon Chason, I think was the guy, and he takes him down with him. Well, Penix, I don't like to use the word panic, but he recognized, I got to get rid of the ball. So he throws it at Bijan's feet. Well, he had Pitts, who had stayed in to essentially chip and release, out in the flat, and the only guy out there is Carlton Davis, and Carlton Davis is 10 yards from Pitts. So by the time he gets there, Pitts is going to be full sprint, and he either cut or run his ass over. It just, his clock has got to be better at recognizing what they're bringing and knowing how long he has and moving. Look, the play on the intentional grounding, I can't blame him. There's a lot happening there. Mm-hmm. And there's a free rusher because the early snap snap comes you're not expecting, and Gwynn is turned around and he just free, unabated. Get rid of the ball. I don't want you getting hurt on that play. It's stupid. Just save a grounding, you know, long term. But there are times where he just doesn't do the little things, and it's ugly because it's starting to be cleaned up, but it's still rearing its ugly head at times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Costing you.
I think that I hate that you said I can't blame Penix. To me, the ball snapped, you're not ready, and everything's crazy. Take off, man. Like, try to make something happen with your legs. I would like to see him do that in that instance as well.
Well, it's part of it. It's part hesitancy, and I don't know where it comes from. The only thing I can think of is from being hurt early in his career in college.
Definitely a lot of things that could be worked on before the Falcons head to Germany. Hey, this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV. There's a Yeti included, a tent, cornhole, lots of stuff. And then another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. And coming up, Jerry Jones is certain he's got a trade that's going to help the Cowboys today. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.